We have Alexander Canwell. Now, most guests in this show are either people I know or people that I know about. But every so often, the algorithm throws me a curveball and I hear something that just sounds unique and stands out. So I just thought I'd invite Alexander Canwell on the show and see what happens. Alexander, how are you doing, mate?
I'm very well, Mark. How you doing, mate? Thank you for having me on.
No problem at all. Thank you for joining us. As I was just saying there, I was just scrolling through Instagram, I think, and I think it was Canwell Creep, just sort of appeared on my feed, and I was like, that is brilliant, man. It just, the thing that stood out to me was just the sort of the delivery, the lyrics. It sounds to me like, it's somebody that's I write lyrics myself, it sounds like you spend your time to get it right. Would I be correct in assuming that? What's your writing process like?
You'd be correct in assuming that, yeah, man. I love crafting words. I've been doing it for a wee while now. I was doing it in the shadows for a while there. So it wasn't really putting stuff out, holding stuff back, but I was always fiddling with words. And now I'm out the closet with it, Mark. Yeah, I'm out the closet with it, yeah. But I love tinkering. I love tinkering with words. That's my thing.
So it's interesting because I was kind of the same. I just sort of wrote, throughout school and stuff. But I mean, I was from a place you couldn't see you're a poet.
Nah.
Or, do you think you're a rock and roll star? Would be the cry. I was a bit older before I started releasing stuff as well.
Uh-huh.
I suppose the advantage of that is that you probably had time to grow as an artist before you share it with the world.
I would say so. I mean, to be honest with you, I had a whole bag of shit I needed to sort out. And it wasn't until I kind of cleared out that inner bag of crap that I was kind of willing to put myself out there properly. I dabbled, I put stuff out. But then, to be honest with you, I'd kill myself with it afterwards. It was just too much. That makes sense.
So you just didn't like it? You were just like, that's shite?
Just mentally fucked, mate. I was just mentally fucked. And it was just like, I was too brittle, drug addicted, mess to be putting music out and sustaining it. Because, fact is, when you put yourself out there, there's people that will come and test you, send little, nasty little comments, might be in your family, might be in the public realm, but those little knocks will come, or it might just be you're in a chatters, in a monologue might knock you. But back in the day, I wasn't ready to do that in a sustainable way, but now it's different. I don't know if you resonate with that at all.
So does that, yeah. Well, I mean, I suppose I can totally relate to being your own worst critic and stuff like that. With regards to what people think, how have you got over that? Is there a lesson that you would tell your younger self?
Well, essentially, it was during lockdowns, right? So I ended up in a spot, split up with a partner of like 9 years. And it was just one of them breaking points, but in a good way. It was just like time to get off the drugs, time to get clean, et cetera, et cetera. And I knew that, I had a memory of me dancing on the table naked, 4 years old, sending it, doing opera for the family, and just remembering that feeling. I was like, fuck, I've always wanted to do music, why don't I just lean into it? And then after a little while of that, things started happening. It was during lockdown. I don't know what you make of all that debacle, but I wasn't a fan. And there was a party, which sounds mad, but it was legal. It was an illegal party at that time. And then went and played it. I got invited, and this was like the first gig, right? This was like the first time airing the music, and I was bricking it. And just before I went on, I just had this thought of, well, some people are going to like what happens here. Most people, the fact is, will not give a shit. And then some people are going to not like it. And they might even hate it. But fuck it. For those that like it, lean in, send it to the point where they love it. And then, so that, if I was going to go back and have a word with myself at an earlier point, I'd say that, look, some people are going to like it. Most people do not care. Get over yourself. They don't care. Right. And then some of them are probably going to hate it. But for those that like it, just fucking send it, mate. Give it to them, you know?
Well, I can't really... We played a gig last week and we probably weren't the right band. The right band in the wrong place, or were we the wrong band in the right place, or the right band at the wrong time? I don't know. But it was a Burns night, so
yeah.
It was kind of like the music was some amazing performances, like a cappella singers, sort of Scots trad music, folk music. And then we came on at the end with the distorted guitars,
yeah,
shouty lyrics. That'll be me. And yeah, you could see, but we're prepared. I prepared the band for, like, you do realise that there's a good chance that everybody's going to hate us. But they didn't go out in their droves. They left in their trickles, little trickles. Yeah. So we sort of started off with a full house of hundreds of people. And by the end, I think we had about 25 people in the mosh pit, loving life. See, so that's an extreme example of what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some people left instantly, they hated it. The rest of the people thought, do you know, now might be a good time to go home. They didn't care. And then there was people that absolutely seemed to be loving it at the front. So it's good, aye. But it's a good point. You see, most people don't give a shit. I suppose it's like you get in your own head and you're like, you know, but you're always making yourself vulnerable by putting yourself out there. People are going to have opinions, but the actual hate, I mean, if you are the kind of person who scrolls on Instagram to just leave the negative comment on someone that you don't know or you've never met, I mean, what is their life like?
I imagine it's not going too well. Yeah. I imagine it's quite dark. Their neck is bent at a right angle and their face is illuminated in blue light, and probably they feel mostly quite sad. Or maybe they're having a great time. Maybe they love it. Maybe they just really love it. I don't know.
It's nice to have a hobby, I suppose.
Yeah, it's just a hobby.
It might just be that writing negative comments on other people's art just is what fills them with happiness and joy.
Yeah, just get a really warm glow from it.
Yeah, like, fucking, I nailed that one. I did well. I suppose it's the closest I've ever got. I've never just wrote random negative things on a thing, but I suppose, you know, I did go through a phase of arguing on the internet, and I've given up with that as well because.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of stuff? Like
I'm going back a while, so I can't remember exactly. I can't remember exactly, but just, you know, I realised that we were getting involved in a kind of clickbait war. So it's like people want engagement, you know. And that's why I think another thing is, like, if you're getting trolls or haters leaving comments, they are still engaging. But what are really strange things happening though? You're getting really, really, I don't want to say bad artists because it's an eye of the beholder, isn't it? But people that aren't really ready for fame, but they're just famous because people like talking shit about them. Uh-huh. And they're now making more money off their music than lots of artists that I think are amazing. It's a strange world we're living in just now. I'm going to play a song because I feel like some of our audience might not be aware of you. So we've got Kirsten's in the house. Hello, Kirsten. Hello, fucking hell. Happy Friday from Spain, you jammy bastards.
Hello, hello.
I could do a wee Spain break. But I'm going to play a song just for people that maybe aren't aware of your stuff.
Yeah, no worries, man.
We're calling it the Tom Waits of heathen rap punk poetry or something like that.
That's your words, not mine.
That was my words. That was my words. Well, how would you describe yourself? And then if you could tell, well, then tell me what the Not Norman's all about.
Okay, so how would I describe myself? Well, I hail originally from London, and the label that I've come to plonk upon the sand is heathen rap, right? Because my bag of beliefs, where I'm coming from, could probably slot into heathenry. I love myths. I love pagan stuff. I love fairy folklore, all of that weird stuff, and I also love rap music, right? So that's the kind of label of the flavour that it's come with. Make of that what you will. And then the tune, nice one, Norman. That, well, Norman was my father. The song was written like back when I was talking about, back when I was homeless. Got clean off the drugs, and the way I got clean off the drugs was exercise and pulling my head out of my own backside, which was a good process. But one of these haters that we're talking about, right, but this was in my personal life, someone in the close circle really went ham, man, really went in, and instead of fucking having it out with him, I held back, and then eventually it came out as a song, and this is a song, but it was very much in the spirit of my father, talking about the kind of, well, you might hear it in the tune. So it was trying to make something good out of what could have been a very destructive situation. Yeah, that's where it's on.
My heart. Let me see.
That's on them.
So, also, I already mentioned the lyrics, man. You can tell. You can just tell. People, especially in the indie world, they get away with a lot of shite lyrics in indie. But I feel like if you're a scholar of good hip hop, then it's not okay to just write down any old crap, and I think that your lyrics shine through. I'm going to play something a little bit more complicated next as well, but that one just even though there's simplicity to it, there's it's beautiful, man. What's happening with the music? How are you creating the beat or whatever?
Just usually, well, back then, and it's changed a bit now, but back then the process was generally just find a break loop, bang it in Logic, play a bit of guitar over it, just get a loop going, and then as quickly as possible. And I kind of like to make things in a flash generally, rather than, it's changed a bit now. I've got a bit more crafty with it, but back then it was more just flash in a pan. It was either done in one sitting or it wasn't done.
I've got here, Christine says, love, I've been following you for ages on Insta, Lucia.
Thank you very much.
So we've got a mutual friend there. We've got a mutual friend there. I know her well. So, yeah. And next one says Stuart.
Nice one, Stuart.
And, as a recovering Catholic, can you explain heathen to me? So, because obviously I've heard the word, but I'm just going to be honest. I don't really know. I can remember. Yeah. I don't think the church or the chapel. I think it's kind of a derogatory term in that world. And sometimes, occasionally, words like pagan and heathen, they're kind of like throwaway insults in the world of rap music as well.
They are indeed. Yeah.
Just because it rhymes quite well with other things. So, could you just explain what it means to you, heathen, pagan, all that?
Well, heathen, I think the etymological root of heathen means man of the heath. So it was the old ways, pre-Christian ways. And essentially, it means anything other than the Abrahamic religion. So anything other than the organized, main, mono, sky god religions, right? So, my version of it is very mixed. So, like I said, very inspired by my father. So I grew up around a lot of weird things. And we used to go to the woods, and he was a man of spirit, let's say, but not of an organized religion. So I don't know if that answers your question. My flavor of it, very influenced by, I guess you'd call, Norse paganism. So you've probably heard of Odin. He's quite popular nowadays. But it's a pantheon, right? So there's many gods. And those gods, to me, are personifications of aspects of nature. So if anything is revered, it's nature. There's no creator of nature, nature is the supreme state of things, and it's a system and an ecology, I guess, rather than one mono sky god creator. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's a great answer. We've also, with regards to things like, yeah, you can maybe shed a bit of light on this, because obviously I'm not, when we celebrate things like, so pre-Christian, you would have your, am I right in saying equinox, solstice? So the sort of like celebrations of the seasons changing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And also Christianity, obviously, I don't want to use the word rip off, but it's kind of like Christmas and Easter kind of slots into those things in a way. And also, I mean, I've watched documentaries before where they're saying that's where they got the idea from. And it's like the sun, praising the sun. Yeah, I don't really know much about it, but I don't know, what would you say about the seasons? Is the seasons important?
I mean, personally, I would say they're important. I mean, I'm not going to pretend to be like a scholar in the matter. I'm just, it's just kind of where I'm coming from, and where a lot of people I resonate with can come from as well. But yeah, I think the seasons are important. But on Christianity, I mean, my layman's view of the matter is that originally Christianity is kind of, is a cult from the East. It wasn't indigenous to these lands. It came, and there was a tactic of incorporation, I would say. So rather than just deny the existing beliefs of the land, things would become incorporated. Like I say, people could like argue on this, and there's, I'm sure there's viewpoints to say this is completely wrong.
Sure, people were current view,
but I would say
over religion, people are going to argue over religion.
No, yeah, no, that's a new thing, isn't it? But my current view is that things are incorporated to take power, essentially, for power. So the existing religion wasn't changed; it was adopted, like the Gregorian days, like we've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's Moon Day. Tears Day. Tyr is a Norse god. Wednesday was Woden's Day, so Odin's Day. Thursday is Thor's Day, that's Thor. Freya's Day, Friday or Frigg's Day. So these are deities that were already present in the land, and to kind of incorporate the people, they were used. I think Christianity might have been a religion of the nobility originally. Yeah, that's my opinion.
Can we go back to the drugs and the sort of sorting?
We can go back to the drugs. Yeah,
let's go back. I don't mean literally. We've still got another 4 hours here. Dry January. But yeah, with them. So did you? So you obviously went through a spell where you went too hard on these kind of things. Are you?
Yeah.
Are you now just no drink, no drugs? You just clean.
For a while, that was the game. I had to be completely sober, completely clean. It was kind of entwined in my character from about 15. So I was a shy kid. Like, I was naturally a shy kid. And then I took an E, and then suddenly I wasn't so shy no more. You know, I was Mr. Chatty. I would just chat to anyone. And I built a whole friendship group, whole circle of people based on this character whose foundation was on pills, right? So, and then it, you know, power has got involved, etc., etc. But I mean, as is probably obvious, a character built on that as a foundation is not going to last, right? So there was an implosion, and then I'm sure you're aware of the story, a lot of listeners are aware of the story, and then it implodes, and it goes into just this big ball of imploding chaos and doom. So to get out of that, the drugs at I tried AA, I tried Narcotics Anonymous, whatever it's called, you know, going, hello, I'm an addict. And for me, whilst that works for a lot of people, and I'm glad that it works for a lot of people, for me, that just was not the way. Saying to myself over and over again that I am an addict didn't make sense. So for me, it was literally a process of facing the fact that my actions and behaviours were having a detrimental effect on people that I loved, right? So my mother and, you know, my future kids, because now I've got a kid. But back then I had to think, right, if I carry on this way, I want to be a father, but what kind of father will I be if I continue down this path? So that's what I had to do to get it done. But nowadays, that's going to have a point.
Yeah. I was with regard... You mentioned exercise, didn't you?
Yeah, training.
So that was a big part. So I've just went... I've done Dry January, and for the first time in my life, I've went to a gym.
Yeah. And how was it?
It's not been too bad. I mean, I've not...
They're weird places, though, right? I think.
It's not near as bad as I thought it was going to be. It's actually thought... I kind of sort of imagined it to be worse, but it's actually been fine. I've not been going too hard. I've just been doing a bit of cardio, a bit of weights, and Yeah. Trying not to injure myself has been the main thing, because I feel like one bad injury, I would just never go to a gym again. So I've just been, I've been about, I don't know, 8 or 9 times since Christmas.
Yeah, what's the feeling? How do you feel when you're done? A client session? Is it like, fuck that, or what?
It feels better. I mean, it's hard to really tell, because it has been a really tough month for various different reasons. I'm not going to go into just now, but it's been one of those months where it's just where everything's going wrong anyway. And I had the flu at the start of the month as well. So it's been kind of like I've not been starting on a nice base level. So it's hard for me to, but I would guess that I'm much better than I would have been had I just been drinking.
Do you reckon the training has affected how you handled those situations?
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, you know, for example, I just finished an album this week.
Oh, nice one, man.
So the Gyro Babies album, Dreams Are Mental, is finished. It's official. Just finished this week. We're launching it at the end of March. So I just didn't want, anything else clouding my judgment, especially at this part, this so late on in the process. So, I think so. I mean, I think if I'd been getting on it, waking up with hangovers. So that's the thing, I like to drink to celebrate. I, my father was an alcoholic, and I've seen the damage it can be doing if you're going to drown your sorrows. So I felt like it was too bad a month, and, you know, everyone else was talking about dry January, so I thought, give it a go, and give the gym a go. Just I'm just getting middle-aged now, man. I'm just starting to put on the belly, not starting, probably a couple of years now. So I think it's a good thing. I'm going to ramp up and keep doing it.
You fancy getting ripped then? Is that the game?
No.
A couple of years down the line, you're going to be like, what?
No.
All bronze, that just like cannon.
It's not a vanity thing. It's just, do you know that way where I'm just feeling like, I'm actually just starting to feel middle-aged. Because I've always just been a skinny guy up until probably lockdown, sort of underweight. So I didn't really take getting fat too seriously, because when you've been called thin all your life, and you don't really like that either. People will say it as a compliment, but you don't take it as a compliment when you're underweight. Uh-huh. So when people are like, as a guy in Glasgow, people are very quick to tell you that you've put on weight. You know, it's like, check the nick of you, man. You've well put on the beef, you fat bastard. And I'm like, oh, thank you very much.
That's quite motivating.
No, but I didn't care. I was like, oh, thanks. But then I was like, I think I caught myself a picture and I'm like, oh no, I've actually put on the weight I need to. But it's more like, you know, just the flexibility, the just generally just feeling a wee bit of breath. Smoking, I've chucked the cigarettes as well. Yeah. Funnily enough, Kirsten's in the group. She's always quitting smoking as well. I've got my wee vape, which I'm assuming is better. It feels like it's a short term.
It's better. Yeah.
Well, short term, it's better for your lungs. I can feel a difference. But for the long term, I mean, we are getting, it is chemicals from factory in China that right, are getting going into
petroleum liquid.
Yes, that hasn't been tested long term. So I'm sure it's not good for you long term. And that's the next phase, though. Yeah. I feel like you can't give up all your vices at one go.
Mm.
Kirsten has given us our smoker update. Well, I'm always interested to hear. January started badly but ended well. I'm a non-smoker now. Good to see it.
Nice work.
Angela says, made a lot of good decisions, Mark. Album finish. It's not been too bad a month for you. Oh, I know. It definitely has been a bad month, but after today, I've got a busy weekend ahead, just work-wise. But it does feel like there's a little bit of pressure off, because I can't. Do you know what I mean? But it's, I quite enjoy you. You'll know yourself, man. But when you're making a project, you start imagining all the ways to finish it, and then I think you can get quite obsessive. If there's not a deadline, then the thing would never be finished. So it's good that the deadline's done, and I can now just stop thinking about it.
So have you completely wrapped it up?
So I've got probably 24 hours to make any changes, but it's we did the final mixing. And the final recording is the final mixing this week, but obviously the producer's also mastering it, so he's taking a day off for fresh ears, and then he's going to change the level. So I've probably got one more day to say, can we change that? And
you've got a date in mind? Is that announced?
Yes, 29th of March. It's on sale now. And we have frozen the tickets for January because it was like everybody's skint. It's a skint month. So I've kept the January sales prices. You go to Skiddle, Gyro Babies, Dreams Are Mental, album launch. Come along. It's going to be good.
That sounds wicked, mate.
It's just, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good one. With regards to your own projects, where are you at? Are you working on an album or?
Yeah, well, I'm on a. I guess so. Like I dreamt up this thing called Campaign 22. So 22 singles released on the trot. I was aiming for a couple of months, but then my partner announced she was pregnant, so I had to take that on the chin. We haven't quite got to a month, but it is rolling. There's one coming out in about 2 to 3 weeks' time. A lot more high pace than the last one. So I think we're at about, when that comes out, we'll be at about 15 songs. So when we get to 22, that's that mission completed. Then I'm going to whittle them back and I've got to chuck half of them. And then I'm going to get half of them, so 11, and then weave them together with like sound beds and little bits of story and poetry, and then pop that out as an album like that. So that is the current mission, my man.
Amazing. That's what we were doing, the story thing as well. It's the concept album. I feel like if you're going to do an album, you should.
What's the concept behind yours?
Dreams Are Mental.
Dreams Are Mental. So what, dreams you've got are... like little surreal stories in there? Or...
Yeah. It should be a story for people that want to listen closely.
Come
and
on.
Hopefully though, the songs will make sense and on their own. Because I think that's the big question we've got just now is that I feel like you're saying, let's forget about these streaming sites and just maybe put a single out in Spotify this month or next, sorry, February, and then maybe do another one in March, but just to try and get traffic towards the Bandcamp so that people will buy a vinyl or buy a CD or...
Yeah.
Just because this streaming thing isn't... Like, something's got to change, man. We're going to lose a lot. We're losing a lot of good musicians through it who just can't justify it anymore. You need to have, right now, you either need to be a successful musician, a very successful musician.
Yeah.
Or you need to have rich parents, or you need to have a real full-time job that pays well. Mm. And so I feel like maybe we should all just stop. I mean, I think we need the streaming platforms to promote the album.
Oh no, it's trouble. It is. It's a difficult one because as a listener, like you pay your £10 a month, you've already in the mind you've already bought the music, right? So I've paid for music already, and it's free. Like I can't sit here and act like I don't use Spotify as a thing. Yeah, I'm listening to it all the time. So it's a tricky one because it doesn't pay anything. Really, to musicians, but at the same time, I can't sit here and like I listen to it myself. So, trying to think of little ways that I can manage it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm a hypocrite in that sense as well. I use Spotify as well. In fact, I'm going to just put a wee link in the comments. You're on the playlist as is. So that's a wee playlist I've got called Current Signals.
I'm sick. Thank you very much.
So I just update it. We've got about 200. I think we've got about 230 followers. If anyone's watching this or if you're listening to the audio podcast, I'll put a link in the bio to it. But what I do is I used to do an annual best of year thing. So what I've decided to do with this is every month I'm going to do a radio show for people that don't use Spotify, that they sign up to the Patreon. I'm just going to do a radio show for them, and I'll do the playlist and just update it every month. Just so I can keep track of it. It's a good system. I mean, it wouldn't be successful if it wasn't good. I don't know if it was even Spotify that recommended, or it was the Instagram algorithm that got me into your music. But I think there's a place for it. But I feel like maybe what we need to do, maybe the middle ground is given the people who are willing to buy a CD or a vinyl or pay for the digital download, they get it a few months before everyone else. And then it goes on. And you're going to lose a bit of your buzz as a result. But financially, I feel like it's going to work out better. And it's, I think if more people did that, Spotify might have to just change it a little bit.
I think if I've heard correctly, artists like Jeremy and I think Getz, perhaps, they've been doing like gallery launches. So you're teaming up with artists to do your artwork behind album concepts and stuff. And then doing a big party, a launch. And then literally you can only get a copy of the work if you go to that launch. Like, so it's kind of along the lines of what you're saying, I think.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I'm going to play another tune. Will we go for Canwell Creep or Otherworld? What would we go for?
Let's go a bit harder, I reckon. Creep Canwell, please.
Yeah, this is the tune that I have for you. I don't know what I said. Either Spotify or Instagram, it just appeared on my algorithm and I was just like, yes, I was enjoying it anyway. And then the guitars kicked in or the beat switches up and I was like, yes, this is absolutely brilliant.
Thank you, mate.
I'll just get that set up. Just want to introduce the song and tell us what it's about.
What is it about? Well, I've got no real clue it's about off the top of my head, but this is the one where I got a bit more crafty. So I tried to record a little voice note of the melody. Dum, bing, bang, boom, something like that. And it's the first time that I took a melody and worked out an instrumental and produced an instrumental from a melody out of my noggin. It was a new way of working for me.
Great stuff, Liz.
I hope you like it.
We go.
I found my way here, other world, from another world I went to. I'm here to utter underworld like Orpheus I rap. Spider friends of the great web, I poet out my trap. I'd even keep on spitting if you shit it off my head. I'm like a janky brand the blessed, get my stories from the dead. There's ravens in my tower, sprigs of alder on my shield. The spirit that I tumble out's the one they failed to kill. I'm amplifying Anun in the good old British mind. Like druids seeking prophecy, the whispers riverside. I went
crazy, yeah, I went mad. I weren't sure if I would ever come back. But I found my way, yeah, other world, from another world I went to. I went crazy, yeah, I went mad. I weren't sure if I would ever come back. But I found my way, yeah, other world, from another world I went to.
I'm here to say I'm fucking weird and say you ain't alone. There's so many dimensions all within a skull of bone. Hades pulled me in, I came out rapping like a boss. Boshing out these bangers for the people of the moss. The people of the sticks and burners, people down the pub. The people feeling mental, crying tears into their grub. A psychic land of chaos, man, it's boggy and it's rough. The underworld is tough until you fill it up with love, so come on!
I went crazy, yeah, I went mad. I weren't sure if I would ever come back, but I found my way, yeah. Other world, from another world I went to. I went crazy, yeah, I went mad. I weren't sure if I would ever come back, but I found my way, yeah. Other world, from another world I went to.
I realise I played the wrong song there.
No worries.
I went crazy, yes, I went mad. I wasn't sure if I would ever come back.
Before we do that, we'll play the one that I just played. That was meant to play.
Sorry, mate, I missed that.
Do you want to tell us about Otherworldly, the song that I just played?
Otherworld, what can I say about that? Tune about going mental. Like Luke going absolutely batshit and making your way back from it. And, yeah, so it's some people don't make their way back from it. So I think it's something to be grateful for, to go mad and not stay mad. And tried to sew it with little myth references, and I don't know what else to say about that than that, Mark.
That's fair. We've got some nice comments coming in. We've got really uplifting wee tune from Custine. Love it, says Angela. I like that, says Stuart.
Nice one.
Alexander the Cranwell's class. Cheers once again, Mark, says Stacey.
Thanks, Stacey.
So you're a life coach. So I thought I'd shout that out as well. So Cranwell help on Instagram, all one word. So do you want to pick up on any of these things? So we've got just to sort of close the show, is there anything, any of these things that we could maybe just finish on, maybe some finish on a positive?
Yeah, why not? Out of them, why the world needs creative men, perhaps?
Yep.
I don't know how you want to do this. Are you...
I don't know. Well, so for people that listen to audio podcasts, we're looking at a sort of...
A slide
is the word, yeah. A slide about look around wars, destruction, cycles of violence. What is at the centre? We are men. When men repress instead of express creatively, it turns into petty power plays, violence, or apathy. I'm not going to read it all out. Do you want to give us the
bummer part of it. But the angle is that express don't repress, essentially, man. That's what I help people do. Like, we work together. I mainly work with men. And we work together over the course of 8 weeks, Creative Warrior Program, to finish a creative project of theirs. That's the driving force. But the main energy behind it is that there's a whole lot of fellas out there and a whole lot of people out there walking around with a whole lot of repressed stuff, which can lead to all sorts of problems in life. So through creative energy, through making stuff, it's an outlet, and we can, people create a positive influence in their own lives through working on their own projects. So that's the general vibe. But it come about through, it's twinned with my artwork, basically. So I make art and I try and help out where I can as well.
Brilliant. And I'm going to, sorry, because we've got another guest on as well. I'm going to need to leave
you. Yeah,
no worries. Could you talk tonight? We'll definitely come on the show again. Any plans for live music? Any live gigs coming up? Festivals or anything like that?
There's a couple in the pipeline, little ones. What's happening? Kyber Festival, I think, is confirmed. That's, I think, Southwest. And there's a couple that aren't fully confirmed, but that's one confirmation at the moment. So Kyber Festival, if you listen to this and you want to find that and you want to come say hello and you want to have a skank and a mosh and a good time, please come.
Brilliant stuff. Well, we're going to finish with the track that I meant to play earlier on, which is Creep Cranwell. And for anybody who is, hold on, stop asking. For anybody who's wants to stay locked into the Friday night phone in on You Call That Radio, we've got Darren Connell up next. The link is in the comments. Just click that. I'm just going to do a wee sound check with Darren.
I was watching some of his stuff earlier. It's really funny, man. Very funny.
He's absolutely hilarious, so it's good to get him back on the show. No, spoke to him since, I think, lockdown. I think the last time I spoke to him, me and him were having an interview, and Lemmy got, I don't know what you call it, with a Twitch. All his Twitch followers, they got everyone to come on, so all of a sudden we ended up with thousands of people watching the show, and I think it freaked
me out.
Oh, didn't he know it was going to go? Shouts to Dan Connell all day. We'll be speaking to him in about 8 o'clock. So everyone who's watching, join us on there. If you listen to audio podcast, it's probably the next one. It's with Dan Connell. And man, we'll give me a shout if you fancy playing Glasgow, because I think we can definitely make something happen.
I'm game, mate. I'm definitely game.
Come to Scotland. Yeah,
I would love that, Kirsty.
I'm sure we can make it happen. Leslie Drummond's loving these tunes.
Hey, Leslie.
As well. We'll maybe see if there's any festival slots going on. I think maybe Aaron on Solstice weekend, there might be a slot there.
Cool.
I've not finalised the lineup for that yet. But stay in touch, mate. Good luck with the tunes. Keep doing it, man. I'm loving it. and good luck with everything. This is Creep Canwell by Alexander Canwell.
Thank you very much for having us, Mark.
Anytime.
That you'll never see. Drink from the deep like an old willow tree. Spitting old English calligraphy. Beowulf in my bibliography. Mental like Grendel, I lurk in your dreams. I am the dark of your dichotomy.
Whoa, what can I say? You bring the devil in me out to play. My hooves are tapping what's cold on the stage. Spelling your fate within this cabaret. You look, oh no, are you okay? Do you feel queasy from all the wordplay? I got the secret like Tarot Marseille.
No way around it, I found my forte.
Moulding my bars out of clay. Get away, you want more paper mache. Right away, step in the janky old way. Like an old pony from Scotland, I'm out here. Give me that thunder and rain. Before give me power to use all my pain. Drink all my pickle, then twiddle my fiddle and giggle and dribble your winkle will piddle like.
Handing a line on the naughtiest nights. Silver, fill my river above and below.